This is the SML.
Surge. It's a fully loaded citrus soda with carbos.
Do you want to know why I wasn't recording, Joe? Because I wasn't thinking, that's why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Gotta get paid. Gotta get paid.
I don't know what that's like.
Make it rain.
I'm Poe.
All right, po. So...
Girls gotta eat. Poppy.
Poppy, what's up, people? This is Joe Cam.
This is weird. Dude, no. Yeah?
Okay, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the SML Podcast, episode 95. Can you believe
You're
that
lying.
Shit?
You're lying. We're not up to 95.
95.
Shut up.
And to celebrate, we have two guests with us, one special and one The guest this week is Titslut420, a.k.a. Pappy.
Hola.
Can I change your name? Can you change someone's name on Xbox One to make it say whatever you want?
No.
That'd be awesome. You should change your legal name on Xbox Live to
Titslut420. That's your
Skype.
Yeah,
you pay the $30 and I'll do it.
It's only 10 bucks.
No, the name. Not like your gamer tag, but the first name is like
Titslut.
Last name
420 LOL.
Yeah.
LOL. Rafflecopters.
Okay, and then a more important guest this week.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Oh, God. Introduce yourself, actual important guest that we have.
Hello, I am blind, but I'm not really blind, even though people ask me if I'm blind online.
But you're blind, not blind.
Yeah, Jordan Aguirre, that's who I am.
I'm glad you pronounced that last name, because I would have totally messed that up.
Oh, you can mess it up, it's okay. Aguirre.
Yeah, that's Aguirre. How... I would have gone Aguirre. What's the real America. Way? Aguirre?
Well, that's the white way to say a Spanish last name. But the real way is
the Caucasian Aguirre. Way.
That's the honky way.
Aguirre.
Yeah.
Hello,
Aguirre.
Mr. Aguirre.
A-G-A-R-Y.
We'll just call him Gary.
So, yeah.
Hey, yo, Aguirre. Well,
Aguirre.
I'm glad you think I'm special. I feel special that I'm special.
Well, you're more special than Pappy, so that's our basis for our guest.
So by default, you're a special guest.
Yeah. They're only using me for my internet.
The Sky Post.
Yeah. Then again, if we
please install Pappy.
If we didn't have Pappy, we could just do direct one-to-one.
It's true. So Pappy's like our own personal Cortana.
I'm the only way that they can have four people on a podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to ping pong it, but this is really nice because I've been in the garage for 4 hours packing because I'm about to move.
Where are you moving?
Well, I'm currently with my parents because they were helping me out until I could get a contract, and then I'm moving probably 15 minutes away from here where my wife works. She's a leasing agent in an apartment complex, so we get a big discount.
Ooh, so.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Maybe it's time for Ashley and I to move to Vegas. If we could get a deal.
God, no. Joe, Vegas. Don't come anywhere near. Joe, I moved to Vegas to get away from you.
Oh, right. Shit. Oh, shit. Texas. Texas does have a lot of...
sadness.
Scorpions.
You can move to Texas. And you
shitty
can,
football teams.
You can move to Texas.
There's scorpions
and you can
here,
hang out with all the VGM band people, because apparently there's a shit ton of VGM music out in Texas.
Yeah, California too.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of stuff in Vegas. I mean, we have a couple anime conventions, but they're really scarce.
Hey, something Vegas is getting this weekend. Pappy, would you to fill us in on that?
Yeah, the PlayStation Experience.
Yeah,
and that experience is what?
free for me, so I don't give a
self-hatred.
Shit.
Self-hatred. We just had last month, we had Final Fantasy 14, like a huge convention.
Yeah. Like actually, I wish to God I could go to one of those.
Well, I mean, Vegas has a lot of cool shit. You just got to dig for it. Like, they had a combat con that I missed this summer where it's just nothing but fight choreographers for movies and video games and TV shows. And it's just, hey, here's how to pretend to kick each other's ass for a weekend. They got a couple anime conventions. EDM.
Yes.
I got a couple of people who bought tickets to EDM already, and it's not for six more months.
Mountains here. There's some mountains. We have mountains.
Yeah, and sheets.
Yeah, we have sheets.
You don't have, yeah. The cool thing here, though, is that everywhere you look is a mountain, since Vegas is in the valley. So that is kind of beautiful.
You know what else Vegas has? Whores.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Hookers.
Hookers.
Actually, it's right out of Vegas. Wait, so Poppy's in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm stationed here. I'm in Henderson. I didn't even know you were in Vegas.
Oh, wait a second. Are you the guy that was in the military?
It still am, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Joe Camp told me about you last year when I needed some help. But
and then I fell through. So
it's okay. It was probably better that way.
Pappy was clipping. He just fell through the ground.
I got stuck in a wall.
I didn't know the next Assassin's Creed was being done in Vegas.
Actually, they announced where the next Assassin's Creed is going to be.
Which I can't believe that they're already like, hey, yeah, forget that game that isn't done yet and we still have to patch to try and fix so that you guys will
enjoy it.
Yeah, here's where the next one's gonna be.
To be fair, it leaked out and they just confirmed it. It's not like they're, hey, guess what the next new hotness is gonna be. They're like, fuck yeah, we put them out yearly, that's where it's gonna be. London. Wait, by the way,
so London.
Yes,
London.
I mean, you know what they should do would probably be the best idea for the Assassin's Creed franchise?
Texas.
Take a break.
Yeah, wait 3 fucking years. Just Texas. Wait 3 fucking years.
The fun
Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas. Assassin's Creed Vegas.
You know, we actually have a lot of video game companies here. We have Petroglyph Games, which used to be the guys that made what was that strategy game before StarCraft? There was another one.
Warcraft?
Command and Conquer.
Oh yeah, Command and Conquer. I was gonna say Dune, but I think Dune was before Command and Conquer.
It was called West.
Westwood was it?
Westwood Studios.
Yeah. So they got bought out, but a lot of them just moved to a new like building, and they're right down the street from me, and it's Petroglyph, and there's like 200 people there.
That's
it's
cool.
Huge. That's yeah, I've always tried to get into music there. I wanted to get in, but the music guy, he's been there, like Frank something. I forgot his name. Frank.
Darabond.
I don't know. Anyway, he's been there for like over a decade. So yeah, they've done some huge games actually.
Well, just stab him and take his job.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best. That's the only way that I get work anymore.
We have Konami here too, but they're the slot machine Konami. Like, it's not as cool.
I would love to play a slot version of Contra.
Like, there's already some ridiculous. What's the fucking one where you've got the frog in the middle and you just shoot the color gems around it?
Zumba? Or Zuma?
Zuma. Oh, that's great. I lost the fucking feet already.
Huh? We're here.
Yeah, what's his name probably got dropped?
I don't know.
We're
all here. I can hear both of you.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Like, we didn't lose you at all, Pappy. So you're like, huh, I lost the fucking feet already.
Because everything went silent.
Your mom.
I have DSL here, so if anyone loses anybody, it's probably going to be me dropping off.
Yeah, but we're in Pennsylvania.
We're in Pennsylvania on my neighbor's internet.
Our internet is literally powered by a gerbil in a running wheel.
Yeah, and the gerbil's dead, and the only way that the wheel is spinning is from the sewage that's being dripped onto the wheel.
It's the maggots running.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So
beautiful.
Video.
Yeah, what the hell is that game where you shoot the color gems and you got to get 3 years?
Zuma.
Yeah, Zuma is a slot machine.
Zima.
Oh,
I actually won like $60 on the Zuma slot machine.
Now, I told Joe, Pappy, I wasn't able to tell you because you weren't on the call yet. I told Joe that I really don't know if MAGFest is going to happen for me this time, just because the finances are super tight. But if we do, if I do figure out a way to get to MAGFest, I wonder if I could find like a case of Zima on like eBay or Amazon or something.
Probably get a Canadian to bring some down.
It's still like they still produce it?
Pretty sure up in Canada.
Huh.
Dude, they still have Dunkaroos, you know, up there.
Dunkaroos still exist in the US.
I type in Zima, the second article is the long, slow, torturous death of Zima.
Hold on, what is Zima? Is Zima, there's like a cream and then there's like a drink.
Yeah, it's the
I'd imagine it's the drink.
The drink. The drink.
There's a cream?
You know what I have? Do you know what I have? Yeah, there's some cream called Zima. You know what I have in my hand right now? I got a Zima. Surge.
Oh, Surge. I'm so jealous.
Surge.
Oh my God, I hate
it. We just ordered some more on Amazon. It's only $14.
Every time I check, it's sold out.
Oh, we just got it. It's they have it right now. It's shipped from Texas, of all places.
Interesting.
Someone ordered it for me. We don't have.
You just get smeared off ice and go icing people if you want.
No.
You know what else? We ordered Ruffles All Dressed too on Amazon. It was expensive. It was like $14. It's only in Canada, right? Like the All Dressed Ruffles everyone raves about at MAGFest.
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What the hell's on?
They're called All Dressed. They're not like they're banned here because they're so bad for you.
America couldn't ban stuff that's bad for you.
I don't know. I don't know why it's not here, actually. Maybe there's some reason. But anyway, it's like every flavor you can think of in one chip on a Ruffle.
Basically. Oh, my God.
And it's called all dressed, and they're like 280 calories for 12 or something.
Jesus Christ.
So they're really good.
So tell us more about these All Dressed Ruffles.
Yeah, well, Steve-O introduced Jade to them, and when she tried,
oh my God, Surge is in stock right now, son of a bitch!
I like how Joe doesn't get excited over like the latest electronics; he gets excited over Surge and Mountain Dew flavors.
Dude, I can't tell you the last year that I have had Surge. It had to be the '90s, maybe late 2000s.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something about Surge, because they're like the little Mountain Dew energy drinks they got shipping out now.
Yeah.
There's like four flavors, but there's one that's limeade, and it actually tastes kind of like Surge. And to me, it tastes better because Surge is really sugary. It's a little too sweet. But the Mountain Dew Kickstarts, and they're actually not as bad. Like half the calories of a
lime Kickstart. I think that one's pretty. I like the orange too. Fuck,
yeah.
Surge, it's in stock. Jesus Christ.
When you get them really chilled in the freezer, it's going to be all worth the weight and the money. Trust me.
It's ridiculous.
$14. Yeah, when they first put them on there, it was like $80 to get them.
That's ridiculous.
I know. It's like they'll be in stock for a few days, and then they'll sell out, and they'll be stupidly expensive.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Demand.
Is it Prime eligible?
Supply and demand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says 3 to 5 days for Prime members because it's in stock but may require an extra 1 to 2 days to process.
Interesting.
Fuck, even shipping with shipping costs only $14 for a 12 pack of the big 16-ounce cans too, not the 12.
Yeah, they're tall cans. Yeah.
So you get the
tall boys.
The tall boy cans, 12 of them shipped to you for 14 total.
So I'm really debating ordering this just so I can drink it next time I do a podcast with you.
Oh, my God.
I'm the only one that has one.
Attention listeners, if you ever wanted to support the podcast.
Don't do so by sending freaking soda.
Send Surge to me. Like if Surge can make my heart explode before episode 100, it's like a win-win when you think about it.
Well, you got 5 weeks.
I know. I like how I can add to wish list or add to wedding registry.
That's a good remarried wedding. And just the entire registry is just like Surge. Packs of Surge.
Ashley, will you remarry me so I can get Surge? What is Surge? It is amazing.
It's an old soda from the 90s.
It ran from 96 to 2001. It was from Coca-Cola.
It was like Coke's answer to Mountain Dew.
Well, they always had Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, their answer was Mellow Yellow, and then because being extreme was so cool back in the 90s, they switched to Surge, which lasted 5 years, and then they just went back to Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
They call me.
I remember another one, another soda by Pepsi, I think, or Coke. I don't know. It was called Storm. Yeah. No. It was not the lime one, not the lemon lime one. It was kind of like Surge. It was another one. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, and then there's Mellow Yellow, I guess. But you know what's crazy? My wife is really sensitive to caffeine. Like, she drinks coffee and she'll have like a panic attack, but she can drink a whole can of like the Tall Boy Surge and she's fine.
Really? Because Surge is like
yeah,
nothing.
Isn't that?
It is liquefied caffeine, I think.
I know, and it's like it keeps her up, of course, but it doesn't make her heart race, which is interesting because most other ones do, like Mountain Dew. So I guess the caffeine is special. I don't know.
It's more pure.
It's pure. Yeah.
Like, I'm literally just sitting here staring at this Amazon page.
It's really making me uncomfortable, Joe.
Like, part of me is tempted. I have a three book set of Final Fantasy guides that got bumped to, like, I don't know, March or May or something like that. But I put a $30 gift card towards it, and I am heavily considering canceling that box set of guides, which you can't. I think it's sold out. It's to order Surge right now.
You have a problem.
Dude,
you have many problems.
Every time I've checked for Surge in the past months that it's been back only through Amazon, it's always sold out in like $70 for a pack.
That's nuts.
So I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, we just ordered another one today. I should just buy it for you.
No.
I got paid today. So and somebody just pre-ordered my album. My new album I'm going to release, so that I'll just pay it forward. Ready? Add to cart.
Man. Video games.
So, I don't know.
I thought we were a food and beverage podcast. Yeah,
apparently, yeah, Jesus.
This week we are. So the McRib is back.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. I just saw, I added Surge to the cart, and it says, customers who bought this also bought these drinks, and there's one called Pussy Energy Drink.
Oh, God. What?
Can you believe this? It's called Pussy. Look.
I saw one called Cocaine. The energy drink.
I've had cocaine.
That's so bad.
The drink.
You had cocaine.
I had to specify the drink. So I've had cocaine.
Was it with Ice T's son?
No, dude. No, that was obviously a much more tame, earthy substance.
Energy drink
non-energy drink. So I have had cocaine the energy drink, and depending on what version of it you get, it burns your nose.
Wow.
It like, burns your nose.
Yeah, like you just you drink it like a regular drink, and it, like, I don't know what's in it, but it makes your nose burn.
So now I just put energy drink into Amazon. We got Pussy, we got Zip Fizz, we got Zombie Survival, Celsius, cocaine, and then
is it the red can or the blue can?
Red can.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the blue one.
Yeah. Blood energy potion, and then military energy gum.
Oh God.
I was really hoping
blood energy potion. Oh my gosh.
I was really hoping when he said blood, he was going to say blood shards.
Blood shards.
Blood Sharts energy drink on sale now.
So, I don't know. Have you guys ever had an anti-energy drink? Have you ever had a purple drink?
Yeah, purple drink. Well, purple
drink. Yeah. Actually, Rockstar used to have one that it was called Relax, and it was just like a chamomile mix, and it really worked.
Purple drink does not work because it's still like 100 grams of sugar in the damn thing.
Yeah, purple drink. It has melatonin in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the sugar counteracts any benefit.
It counteracts the entire
thing. Yeah, see the Rockstar was sugar-free. So, I mean, it still raises your insulin, I guess. I don't know how it works. But but it would knock me out. Yep. Like, they took it off the shelves though. They don't have it anymore. There's another one called NeuroSleep they used to put on there. And
yeah, that I was that only still, able to drink half of a bottle, and I'd have the weirdest fucking dreams.
Yeah, Neuro is still for sale too. It's the plastic bottle.
Just yeah, it's Neuro's like orange. Orange.
Yeah. It's you can still buy that pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, fuck that stuff, man.
So I just scrolled down to the customers who bought this also bought, and I'm incredibly confused because there is a collectible Surge soda bottle, Pussy Natural Energy Drink, Cocaine Energy Drink 6-pack, Pepsi True Mini Cans, and Odomedius Excellent Shooter from Konami for the Xbox 360. Where the fuck does that fit in?
It's Why for not? The people that get well, really sick of Call of Duty.
Oh, and Dunkaroos. Fuck yeah, we were just talking about Dunkaroos.
See, there you go.
Imported Pepsi from Canada. True. See?
Pepsi True has one star.
Yeah.
That's, reviews.
I think the best dumb thing for sale now is I just saw Monster has rolled out a caffeine-free version.
What is the point?
It's also full sugar, so it's caffeine-free and 260 calories.
God. Dunkaroos chocolate frosting, $6.29 plus $4.99 shipping from Canada.
I will say, I think it's Rockstar now does the... Rockstar has the...
Mayhem Festival?
No. Rockstar has... we're not bringing it back to me with Ice-T, son. so Rockstar has... their coffee ones.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They started making three of them that actually have almond milk, so they're vegan.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Monster even rolled out the fucking, what are they, the protein smoothies you're supposed to take while you're fucking working out.
Oh, ew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't
sound I don't like Monster that much.
I'm mildly addicted.
Did anybody see that video of, that woman debunking Monster? She was like a Christian.
Oh, where she thought it was the drink of the devil.
Yeah. 666 and all of that. Yeah.
That's like, oh, my Lord. That's like, okay, you're a little manic to look into the logos and stuff.
I mean, pretty great.
But I have tried the almond milk rock stars. Those are actually really good.
They are very good. You have to,
to look for that.
The one thing that you have to make sure that you do, and a lot of people don't do this, is you have to shake them. Like, don't shake them a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But you do have to shake them.
Yeah, I didn't shake one of them, and there was a bunch of gunk at the bottom.
Well, that it tastes kind of funky for the first couple sips until you get like about halfway down to the can, and you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to taste like.
Yeah, because then the heroin kicks in, and you're addicted now.
No, it's not true at all.
Oh my God! Amazon also has Rice Krispie treat cereal.
Oh shit!
And Waffle Crisp.
Oh shit!
Oh, you know what?
Now hold on. Here's the true test. Find me Oreo O's.
I'll check that next. But fucking Rice Krispie treat cereal, $3 a box.
I'm really glad I had dinner before we started this podcast.
Oh my God!
Rice Krispie treat cereal. That's funny.
No, Oreo O's. I need Oreo O's in my life. Oreo.
Holy God.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. I remember. You know what cereal I used to like when I was a kid was the Batman cereal. There's like, it had a special flavor.
I'm not seeing Oreos.
You need Oreo O's. I haven't seen them in so fucking long, dude.
Oh, man.
Man, Waffle Crisp, though, like that's a solid find.
So this might be the dumbest podcast we've done.
I don't give a shit, dude. Like, this is totally pertinent information.
Oh, going back to the new Assassin's Creed, I did have a joke I wanted to throw in.
French Toast Crunch. What about that?
I wanted to finish the one Assassin's Creed joke I had with Assassin's Creed London, where they could trick you because you wouldn't know if London Bridge falling down is intentional or just a big-ass glitch.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, it would have been more timely a half hour ago.
French Toast Crunch cereal is $28 on Amazon Prime.
$28?
Waffle Crisp is $24.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Frosted Toast Crunch is only
$22. Frosted Toast Crunch, $27.
Yeah, but that's not...
This is like a Munchie Man's like fantasy right here.
Jesus Christ. It's almost a Crunch Cast, but without the actual crunching.
true. I'm crunching in my mind.
Crunch. This is probably my fault. Like the podcast went in this direction because I mentioned Surge on Amazon.
No, that's perfectly fine.
A 3-pack of French Toast Crunch is 42 bucks.
Yeah, but that's not the real stuff. That's a generic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's not the real stuff.
Yeah, but that might be the only thing you could get.
Son of a bitch.
The Dunkaroos only have 2 stars out of 5. I don't know, guys.
It's because motherfuckers don't know.
Dude,
the suggested items on the French Toast Crunch cereal 3-pack is Waffle Crisp, a single box of French Toast Crunch, a 4-pack of Rice Krispie Treat cereal, Waffle Crisp, and Pokemon Red.
That's better than mine. My recommended features are Kingdom Hearts 3, Vans, and Oreo Mega Stuffed. Like Vans shoes. And Oreos.
I was slightly confused by how much product placement of Vans there was in Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, very, very confused by how much.
Oh, my God. You can get crispy M&Ms on Amazon.
They're starting back up. I saw it on Reddit, yeah. Yeah, crispy M&Ms.
I will just go to the M&M fucking 3-story thing here in Vegas. I'll get a bag and I'll bring it to Magfest.
If they have the crispy ones, fuck yeah, because those pretzel ones could eat a dick.
They got everything.
Yeah.
They got everything.
They even have stuff that hasn't been made for the general public.
Yeah.
French toast M&Ms.
Waffle crisp M&Ms.
You can only get the cocaine M&Ms if you know somebody.
Right.
Exactly. Dunkaroo M&Ms.
They used to have, the right next door, the Coke one used to be cool, but they turned it into just a store.
Really?
But you could try it. Yeah, you could try all kinds of Coke products.
They stopped doing the around the world?
Actually, I don't know. They might still have the fountain there, but it's like weak compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, because it used to be you paid $10, you got around the world, and it was like 20 fucking 4-ounce cups of soda of Coke from all around the world.
Did you try that one that where it clears your palate off? It's like super bitter.
Yeah, that one was weird. Like there were a couple that were good. Like there was a Brazilian, like a sweet one that was awesome, but there were a couple where you took a sip and you're like, okay, I don't know how the fuck anyone would like this.
Yeah, you know what I like to get at the Mexican market, like grocery stores here, they have guaraná soda. It's like that guarana fruit, but it wires the crap out of you, like more than coffee does.
So like
I'm a big caffeine. Balls?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, every time I had it, I'd be up till like 2 a.m. when I normally go to bed at 9 or something.
Damn. Maybe I won't do that on a work day.
See,
then.
The funny thing is, the last time that I can remember that I had balls was...
last night.
Just before you started dating your girlfriend.
No, right before the podcast.
I mean, technically, if you want to go that route, that joke would work when I was 16.
Hey, those were crazy times.
Yeah, that was when I had 2 testicles.
I keep forgetting about that. Keep forgetting about Lance Armstrong over there.
Exactly. So the last time that I actually drank Balls the energy drink was at Magfest last year. I was trying to stay down at the convention floor and sell my CD as much as possible. And the only thing around me, I was super parched. And there was that one game table that were like, oh, we're selling like bottles of balls, like 3 for whatever. And I'm like, I guess I'm drinking balls again. Like,
how much balls were they charging?
Do you remember?
I don't remember, actually. Because it was reasonable.
Really? Because I know most.
It's usually most, $3.
Most booths I see anymore is like
Jolt
5
Cola.
Oh, Jolt Cola was the shit.
Jolt.
And they tried to roll out the different flavors of Jolt in like the big 20-ounce cans.
And they were, and you know what? And there was one that tasted exactly like Dr. Pepper, and it was the fucking shit. It was amazing. It was awesome, that was the only
that
one.
Was,
like,
that was
ugh. It was ugh. I don't drink soda anymore. But if somebody could find me a can of that, I would drink the shit
down,
out of that.
Calm
Here's
down, Chris.
Here's an obscure
one. It's called Jolt Cola Long or caffeine. No, that's just a cola. That's regular cola. It's on Amazon for $32, like a one glass.
Jesus.
Here's an obscure
There's
one.
There's like 3 of them.
Who Ready. Remembers DNL?
DNL?
No. Yes.
No.
Denial.
It was a more citrusy, caffeinated 7-Up.
Oh.
and they flip now, the 7-Up logo upside down.
Oh, my God. You're right. I forgot.
Remember
about
in
that.
College, we did a. You remember CTO? It was a caffeinated water.
No.
Yeah.
We put that into the coffee maker.
And died.
Oh my God.
It was called diesel fuel. You put the caffeinated water into the coffee maker. You made a pot of coffee. Then you poured that back in and put another scoop of coffee and one scoop of cocoa powder and made that. So you had like a slightly chocolatey coffee with like 10 times more caffeine than you should ever imbibe.
And carbonated.
Jeez.
I remember I used to do LAN parties here in Vegas. I would do like these. I was in a group called the Lanarchists.
And we would, that's a good name. I like it.
Yeah, and we, it was fun. Like these guys, they were all like 4 years ahead of me in school, but they taught me how to play Quake. I played against a guy who played Thresh, like that Quake champion. And we used to like pretty much chug 6 to 8 Mountain Dews within the first hour of getting there.
Jesus.
And then we just go all night. Yeah, it was like manic phases of gaming. In high school,
were you up all night to get lucky, or just up all night for good fun?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I guess. Well, it was crazy though. That like back then, it was the nerd parties, so they'd have like porn on the big screen TV, and then they'd have like a horror, gore Japanese flick on another TV, and then they'd have the games going, and it was like so you're like. You know, you're playing Quake on one screen. You look at another screen and you see a guy getting squished by this big, ceiling smashing all these people down. You can hear the crunching and the blood come out. All this Japanese craziness that you would never see here unless you imported the I don't know. They didn't have DVDs back then, so I don't know. VCDs. And then on another screen, you see a bunch of like cum shots everywhere. So it was.
Good for really the high crazy. School mind right there.
Yeah, yeah, it was
that,
bad.
That was
it
Pappy's favorite part, the cum shots.
But we'd make these like huge pyramids of Mountain Dew cans every the morning after, I guess. It was really crazy.
Yeah, they had they used to have this 24-hour LAN thing right off base when I was in tech school in Mississippi, and you'd go there there were guys who'd go there Friday when they got out of school, and they would rent a table and a computer, and they would just pay for up to Sunday afternoon. And then if they got tired, they would just crawl under the fucking desk and take a nap.
Yeah, they used to have those like internet cafes, but for LAN parties here. They used to have one. My friend worked at one. It was in the Village Square.
Okay.
Yeah.
So enough of this video game bullshit. Chris found something.
So I found the jolt that I was thinking of. It's called Cherry Bomb. Okay. They sell nice. Bottles of it, like not the tall boy cans that like made the most ridiculous sound when you open them up. They sounded like when you take like a Pillsbury croissant thing or something like that and you open it up and it just goes like really
did
crazy.
That peak?
Yeah, probably. But it just makes that huge like explosion like thump sound. That's what
they still have monster cans that do that.
That's what those cans did, the Jolt ones. They have traditional 12-ounce glass bottles of it, a 12-pack. They're currently unavailable on Amazon, but I had to laugh because there's the Red Eye one. That's on Amazon, the Jolt Red Eye.
Okay.
$32, $33, something like that. They have the Cola Long Neck, Electric Blue.
Electric Boogaloo
Surge. That's customers who bought this also bought. So this is that's where I'm under right now. So after Surge, Masters of the Universe on Blu-ray. then Jolt Energy Gum.
Nice.
Cards Against Humanity.
I used to buy that.
That works.
Yeah.
Like that's just like what the fuck, man? Like this is ridiculous.
So, no, you want to know what's ridiculous? I've made my way to the fucked up side of Amazon where I am now looking at cream cheese salmon potato chips.
What in the... Wait, now, hold on.
Ugh.
I will say this. Cream cheese and salmon on a bagel.
A lox bagel.
Yes. Now, before I became vegan, I did have those and they were wonderful. They were delicious.
Oh, that's not even the most fucked up one. under the customers who also bought. Let's see. What do we have here? Fried minced pork salad. Crinkle mince. Chips.
Crinkle cut.
So they're ruffles.
Obviously crinkle cut.
We have lobster hot plate potato chips.
So this is just like butter and fish? Like that?
And then this might, this might be my favorite. Hot chili squid potato chips.
What the fuck?
I would try that in a heartbeat. I would try that in a heartbeat.
You would.
Are those all like from Japan?
Yeah, they got them.
Or somewhere around that. There's an India's Magic Masala potato chips. And then
you know what you can get? You know what you can get on Amazon is all the flavors of Kit Kat from Japan. A lot of them, at least.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like, they have over 100 flavors of Kit Kats over there. Because apparently, I mean, it wasn't made in Japan originally, but Kit Kat is close to Kitsukatsu, which means you'll have good luck or something in Japanese. So they really like took it after Nestle sold them the rights. And they have all kinds of flavors.
Yeah,
like,
which didn't kick off till I'd already left Japan, which kind of bums me out.
Oh, yeah. It was like late 90s or something, so it's pretty recent. We have this place in Vegas called Rocket Fizz Soda Pop and Candy Shop or whatever, and I think that's also in the Village Square, but they have tons of crazy soda flavors and candies and stuff you'd never see anywhere else.
I would do anything to find cans or bottles of Mountain Dew Supernova again.
You know which one I liked? The one that won was Voltage. And then there was another one that was blue, the lighter blue one. That one should have won, in my opinion.
No, Supernova
should have won. That was like... I remember Supernova. It was like the purple one, right?
Pink. Strawberry Melon.
Yeah, that was a good one. What was the other one?
Ew. Vegan Revolution. Parmesan cheese. Ew. Who the hell would eat that?
Chris.
Gross. Revolution Mountain Dew was the one I wanted to win. That was a good one. And then Pitch Black is another good one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that sucks. Voltage won.
Which sucks. On the bright side, import from Thailand for only $3.50, Lay's Classic Nori Seaweed Chips. Classic. Not the new bullshit.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that ripoff bullshit.
Yeah, not that new seaweed. We got the classic Nori Seaweed.
Hell yeah. So yeah, I got free tickets through the USO to go to the PlayStation Experience this weekend.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah. I have really no idea what it's all about. If I get any swag, I'll either give it away on the podcast or just give it to Joe.
You want to know what you could do there, Pappy?
Ask where the Xboxes are?
Well, besides that, this is actually something I wanted to talk about that's really cool. Sony announced a new limited design of the PS4.
I saw this.
It's limited to 12,300, and it is a grayish color modeled after the original PlayStation 1.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's
back. They're going to have giveaways, so I'll sign up for some of that. But I guess the big thing is that you get to try their unreleased games.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
I guess they're going to give away any of the...
No, not the PlayStation, but they're going to have giveaways, so why not, right? Project Morpheus, they're going to have, and then they're going to have some cool stuff that I might try and check out. Telltale panel, Naughty Dog 30th anniversary, and a voice actor panel. So
voice actor panel would be fun.
But yeah, Pappy, if you have a spare $500, pick me up one of those...
Yeah, I'll get right on that. PS4s. And then the Journey of Diablo 3 of the PlayStation 4 is a panel I will be not attending.
Why? It's the Berber.
Yeah, but it's PS4 Journey. I don't care if it tripped on his balls on the way there.
The balls are just dragging.
They may have. So I know it was really light on video game news. Other than that system, that was really the only thing that I saw.
And Assassin's Creed. One more thing about the PlayStation thing before we completely skip off of that. I forget the company. I think V-Blank, the guys who did Retro City Rampage, they did a incredibly limited 2000 run of Retro City Rampage physical disc,
because I saw that.
Which sold out in like a day before I even found out about it. They are apparently giving some away at the PlayStation Experience. And Pappy, if you can get your hands on one of those for me, legitimately, like, I want one of them so bad.
I'm going to go Saturday morning, but I'm hosting my Exalted, you know, D&D nerd day at 3 o'clock Saturday. So I'm going to go Saturday morning, and then I'll go again on Sunday if there was anything interesting. So, yeah, there's absolutely nothing set on the time it starts on Saturday. There is nothing online about when they fucking open the doors. So I'm just going to shoot for 10.
Well, it's Sony, so it'll probably be delayed and then break down.
It's Sony, so they might forget that they were going to do it that day and then just do it a week after.
I guess there's going to be, you know, I know a couple of guys from Destructoid are going to be in, you know, a lot of the writers and stuff. I might run into somebody I recognize. Who knows?
I completely gave up on Destructoid.
Well, like, Hamza's going to be there. You know, he's not a bad dude.
I just can't support that Jonathan Holmes is the new editor-in-chief there.
Like, I'm the new editor-in-chief.
That lost me for good. Like, I've been sick of the fanboyism crap on that site for so long. Then Dale left, and then Jonathan Holmes is editor-in-chief. And I'm just like, nope, gone from my bookmarks. That was the last I've been there.
So there was a topic that I wanted to touch upon. Since it's December now...
Well, before that, you know what we should really touch upon? Our musician guest.
We can get there.
Sorry, I'm still looking at all the soda stuff.
I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, I'm looking at the PlayStation anniversary. This looks really cool, actually.
I like how they have the rainbow-colored PlayStation logo on it again.
Yeah, if they didn't have that on there, I'd have been pretty bummed.
I'm still not going to get one. So when is this... experience thing. When is this?
This weekend.
PlayStation. Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't even hear about it.
Oh, my God. What's currently working in Halo the Master Chief Collection on something awful? Here's what's actually working so far. Once it's been placed inside the Xbox One, the game disc spins in the correct direction. The word Halo has been spelled correctly on the box, and at no point does the game try to connect to any Ubisoft servers.
All positives.
Yes.
And none of the campaign dialogue has been edited to include racist language.
Nice.
That's the good.
Oh, everything God, else why did broken. I take a drink there? A drink of not Surge.
A drink of Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Hey, you know what? I saw a Supernova on eBay. There was a can of it for like $15.
Oh man,
expired.
Expired.
I'd still.
There was
drink
an
it.
Empty bit, like the tall, big cans of Jolt that I was talking about. Uh-huh. Somebody was selling an empty can of it on eBay for $20.
Oh my God,
it's just a can.
It just did itself.
Like when was Supernova out? Was that 3 summers ago? Fuck it, I'll gamble. I'll pop that son of a bitch open and drink it. It's only 3 years. I've drank in much older soda by accident. Ashley, how old was that can of Mountain Dew from your mom's? That I think it was from 1996. This was like 4 years ago when we lived in Luzerne, and I had no idea. I thought it was like a throwback can or something, a retro style can. Popped it open, drank it, immediately spit it in the sink. It was nasty. But 3 years old, I will drink a 3 year old Supernova.
I really wish you would have just stopped at Supernova. I'd really drink a 3 year old.
I would chug that down. Wait, what?
I wouldn't need to drink it. I would just need to just swish it in my mouth and enjoy the experience of a 3 year old Supernova.
Oh, it's so earthy.
I like the pause. 3 year old. Supernova.
Well, that was obviously the mic feed dropping out or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Video games.
So, I mean, we could talk music for a little while if you want.
Yeah, Blind, tell us about you and your music and Surge.
Oh, yeah. Surge, we're done with Surge. my music, let's see. basically, this game I'm working on, it's called Clang. Klang, and this guy, he's only like 22 years old, lives in Norway, and he's like this genius graphic designer programmer. And what's cool, I mean, this game is like, it kind of looks like Tron a little bit. It's like blue colors. It's a side scroller. He's calling it like a rhythm platformer. So, you know, you're hitting things in rhythm to the music, but you're also side scrolling. It's like an action game too. And he's been a fan of mine for like 10 years on OC Remix. So he loves my music. So he hit me up last year and he had all my remixes as placeholders in the game. And he submitted it to, like, Norway has a lot of indie game competitions. So he submitted it to that and there was like 1,000 entries or something like that. And 10 of them got nominated for money prizes. And of all the nominees, he's the one that, he got like 4 nominations. He's the only one that got more than one.
Wow.
And we won 3 of them. We won 3 of them. So it got a huge response. And this is like pre-alpha. So it's not even in like fully playable stages yet. And so he wired me like $1,500 of prize money. I never even met the guy. That's how I went to MAGFest last year, basically, because of that.
That's awesome.
Hey, that works.
And then,
that is awesome.
Yeah. So then he's like, hey, how do you feel about actually doing the soundtrack? Like, instead of using placeholders, he wants like an original soundtrack. I'm like, sure. Yeah, definitely. So he graduated school, and then he applied for a government grant because in Norway they're awesome and they have grants for video games. So he applied and got like a 60K grant to make this game. And it would have been more like 50 if I didn't get approved. So I actually applied. I gave him my resume and everything. And then they gave him extra money to pay me.
Nice.
And so that he applied for that in April and they got back to him. And 9 out of 10 times they say no. And he was the one that got said yes to. So that was a big deal. And then I got my contract in August. So what was cool is I usually work delivery jobs. So my family gave me a blessing to go ahead and quit my job and try to pursue music. And so they said, well, you got to give us like a cutoff time to when you can start making money. So I said, okay, by my birthday, which was in August. And I signed the contract like 2 days after my birthday. so
you missed your deadline.
Yeah, by a little bit. Actually, no, I think I signed it at the beginning of the month, but I had the money a week before my birthday.
Ah.
I'm trying to remember if it was September or August. I'm pretty sure it was August. So I've been working full time on this game since August, and he's submitted it to IGF and the Indie Gamer Festival.
Yeah.
And some of the judges are from IGN, and he's already gotten some good feedback from that. So there's a chance we might go to that. And then he just told me he got confirmed today for GDC. So I'll probably be able to meet him at GDC.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, congrats.
So yeah, that's what's taken up most of my time. And then on the other stuff I'm doing, I'm working on Game Chops, DJ Cutman. I'm working on a Super Metroid album. I was going to release it last year, but I ended up sitting on it to focus on other things. And so I'm going to try to finish that after this original album I'm about to release. And I'm also going to release, I announced Nest Years 2. I have Nest Years 1 on Game Chops. And then I have a mixtape I'm working on for Game Chops. And then this album I'm about to release this month is my first album ever. Like, you know, like Zircon, BGC, SuperGrenX, they all have like 6 or 7 albums under their belt. This is like my first album of original music. So I have 2 EPs that I finished and I gave them to Joe. And they're just kind of like whatever. I just threw them together. But this is like an album. So I'm about to release that like in a week or two. And then the next thing will be Super Metroid.
Nice.
And that, I think that's going to be big on Game Chops, I think. So, yeah, it's kind of like what's on my plate right now. And then occasionally I do some commission work, whether mastering or remixes for fans. So, yeah, that's kind of what's going on.
And then
or for podcasts. Yeah, I got to do that. I got to do the intro for you. That'll be cool. So, yeah, in a nutshell, that's everything.
Nice.
Yeah, so
you have
I'm
all that
excited
on your plate, and then you have Surge in your cup.
Yes, the dinner of champions.
It's a win-win, apparently.
Yeah, so it's like I'm living the dream, man, right now. Like, I was going to take my studio to the apartment, but I don't think I'm going to do that. My parents, they have a music room, and they're offering to let me keep it there so I can separate work and home. So that's, I'll just go over here. I get to see them still, and then I'll be able to use my speakers too during the day, because in apartments they're
trust me, I know. I don't even get to use my electronic drum kit because I get bitched at. So
yeah. Well, that's because you're a terrible drummer.
Well, yeah, that could be why too. Oh, side note. Is it Noyen?
Huh?
Is that how you say his name?
From
buddies with Kyle.
I don't know. I don't talk.
NGUIN or whatever.
He plays in Nan, his solo project NYN.
Okay.
Super like technical death metal stuff. Apparently he wants me to do a drum playthrough of his stuff.
Nice.
It's gonna take me a while. Cause I'll have you listen to it like before you head out today. Like it's fucking crazy. But like that's pretty much the only prospect I've got going on so far. So I was kind of excited for that though, because the material is really good. But holy shit, is it going to take me a while to learn it? Like just one song. He just wants one song. Like just play this song. But he's like, he programs all the drums, and because it's like super technical death metal stuff, it's like super fast, complicated, crazy. Like just what the fuck the entire time.
Well, you have that, and you also have your Diablo career to further.
Yeah. Well, I found a fourth career? For Diablo.
Oh, we have a fourth now? That's exciting.
I found, yeah, a coworker bought it on sale on Black Friday, and he's been playing the shit out of it. So I got his gamer tag, and we'll
good. Have him add me, so maybe I'll finally get stuff in my mailbox.
You've got a lot more than Joe has.
What, zero?
No, I gave you like three or four things last week. But you whine a little less.
I got like two things from you ever.
That's all you get. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I destroyed the rest because fuck you.
Fine. Be like
that. Speaking of playing Diablo, playing with Chris is still near impossible.
What do you mean?
We started new hardcore characters and like,
oh,
you
yeah.
speed run everything.
It's
so hard to just enjoy the game with you because you're like, oh yeah, I've already played this stuff, so I'm just going to speed through as quick as I can.
But I've leveled up. You have to realize I've leveled up.
But I enjoy exploring and killing everything.
So at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, I've leveled up, completely leveled up like 13 or 14 characters in that game.
And again, this is why we can't have nice things.
Joe, you now know what it was like when I had to try and play Crystal Chronicles with you.
Not at all, because we all pretty much played that together. Like, that wasn't a game that I could play on my own in speedrun.
Yes, but it was always me in the back and you and Josh just gobbling everything up and then moving on.
Yeah, because you were the bucket bitch.
I don't know where I am. I was the what?
You were the bucket bitch.
The bucket bitch.
I was the bucket bitch.
So... There was something that I wanted to bring up for this week. I have a topic. I wanted to talk about something.
We had a topic. It was called Surge.
Okay, no, this is relevant. Well, see, the funny thing is like I don't even know if we should get into it because we're already like almost an hour.
What?
No, this is like a discussion.
Well, what's the discussion, and we'll make the decision on whether we should pursue it or try next week.
Do it next week. All right.
By the way, next week, scheduled guest for next week, Norg. So we can have crickets again.
Yay.
Well then, man.
And Poppy.
We're never gonna be able to.
Poppy.
All right.
So,
hey, Poppy. Hi, Poppy.
All right. So with with the winter, since winter is coming.
Speaking of, Game of Thrones came out this week.
It did. Since winter is coming, the majority of people now, like before I really hardcore got into like playing games a lot, I liked to play board games. Okay, so because it's, you know, winter time, a lot of people like to just kind of like get together. Not everybody's a video game person, but the majority of people are very receptive to board games. I wanted to have a discussion of what are some of your favorite board games for people that are trying to look for stuff to pick up. So,
Stuff to pick up, yeah, mine wouldn't be on that list.
Ooh, I got some. Well,
because I mean, like,
of the basic.
Well, I
stuff.
Mean, like, it doesn't even have to be like, you know, to suggest for people to buy, but just like board games that you've really enjoyed over the past. Just because, like, you know, obviously being a shut-in when it snows outside and you have nothing better to do. Let's say the power goes out because
HeroQuest.
You know what I mean? HeroQuest.
Fuck yeah, HeroQuest. It's a terrible suggestion to give because that shit is expensive now.
We should let special guest go first before you guys
let's
get
not,
dither.
Let's not prerequisite with it has to be a certain price. I'm just going by if you had to say, like, you know, let's go at least three or four different board games that you really, really enjoy. It doesn't even have to be your favorite, but just ones that you... either were very important to you or ones that you really enjoy, like whatever you want. Like, just let's try and toss out some suggestions for board games for people that want to pick up some board games.
Okay.
So how about Blind? You can go first.
Well, of the basic stuff, I really like Sorry a lot for some reason. It's just simple and I can get into it and whatever. But there was one I played this year, and I'm trying to remember the name. I'm trying to look for it right now. And it's like a Japanese strategy board game where you, like, slide around and you can hit each other, basically. And it was probably the most fun I've had with a board game in a long time. And I'm going to try to find out what it's called. But yeah, of everything I've played, I really like Sorry, Stratego.
Fuck yeah, Stratego.
Jordan has been trying to get me to play Stratego because I've never played it before.
Play it.
Like, we might have to try and get a copy of it. I really want to try it.
Chris, play it.
You need to put 3 days aside to learn Stratego.
No, that's Risk. Stratego isn't
I love Risk.
That hard to get
we'll get
into.
There. We'll get to Risk.
Yeah, Stratego is easier to get into. Risk is, like, kind of a heavy one, but...
So Stratego is that basically just like almost like a modernized chess?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I guess you could say.
There is a lot of strategy in it in where you place your soldiers. Do you know anything about the game?
Not at all.
Basically all the different soldiers have different values on them that only you can see, and you also have a handful of bombs to place as well as a flag to capture. And you also have a spy which can defuse the bombs, and also, like, if you go against something, you could see what their value is. But he's weak as shit, so pretty much if you touch anyone, he dies.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I remember the name of the game now. Actually, I think, let me double check. It's called Tsuro Game of Path. You should definitely get that one. Hold on a second, let me see.
Never heard of it.
Let me see if this is it. Yeah, it's called Tsuro, T-S-U-R-O, and it's got a dragon on the cover. It is awesome. You should definitely check it out. Basically, it's like if you're putting puzzle pieces together of, like, paths that connect. If you look up T-S-U-R-O on Google Images, you'll see the board. And your pieces, basically, they all slide around. It's awesome for four players, but... basically, you lay down the cards to build paths, and whoever lasts the longest on the board wins, kind of thing.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it was weird because we had an anime night with these people that we met at an anime convention, and we watch anime every week. And then it turned into 2 days a week, and the second day would be board games. And this is the game we played the most, and it was a lot of fun.
That does look kind of neat.
Yeah. They got an ocean one, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should check it out. So that's the one. I remember the name.
Nice. That does look pretty cool.
Yeah. And we don't have it, so I definitely got to buy this guy.
Yeah. But yeah, Stratego, pretty much you have to claim your opponent's flag, and troop and item placement is everything. I would have a fun time when me and my brother would play where I would, like, load one area of my side with bombs and high-powered enemies and everything else, and he would blaze through everything just to get to, like, some weak little bitch on the other side while my flag is hidden on the other side, and I just clear through and take him out.
Interesting.
It's awesome.
I definitely want to give it a shot. I've heard nothing but really good things about it.
Yeah, so. It's pretty boss.
Chris, have you heard of a web series called Tabletop?
I have not.
It's Will Wheaton hosts, and this is their third season. But he and friends try out new board games. It's all on YouTube.
I'm going to have to check that out. Because yeah. I love board games. Like, once it gets to me, I'm probably going to go off, like, on at least a few.
I'm interested to see what you start talking.
Like, I'm interested to see what you guys are going to bring up.
I'm going to go old school. Well, Pappy, are you going to shit or are you going to talk?
I'll talk, and then I'll go shit when Chris starts talking.
Okay, then talk.
Ticket to Ride is a fun one. It's you want to build the longest train and take over the most areas. It's a really easy game to learn.
I try and pick up some new board games every once in a while, and I've heard nothing but really good things about that.
Yeah,
I just don't know a lot about it, you know?
Hey, Pappy.
Yeah, it's really easy to learn. You can play two people can play the game and have fun, and then, you know, the more the merrier. Card games, honestly, I really think you gotta include card games like Munchkin.
Pappy.
Yes.
I built a giant train and it ran on your mom last night.
Okay. So, and what was the other one? Josh, actually, our friend bought at MAGFest 8.5 the DC Hero deck building game.
Oh, the deck building.
He brought that with him.
No, he bought it at the.
Well, he brought one and then bought one. He bought another deck. And then my favorite board game right now is Elder Sign. It's a cooperative board game where you're playing against an elder from the Cthulhu mythos.
Interesting.
And, it's a lot of fun. I played it with my family. My mom loved it because she's not competitive, so she really enjoyed the whole, you know, teaming up thing. And my dad hated it because he's uber competitive. So he was like, "Yeah, it was okay, but I really need to smash somebody to feel like I won." he's the one who introduced us to Risk and Monopoly and Othello and those games. So winning when I was a child was a holy shit celebratory moment because my father never let us win. You know, if you won a game of Risk, that means holy fuck, you beat a guy who was trying to destroy a child.
I just love how you guys are bringing up all these really complicated, complex games, and I'm over here like, I liked Payday.
I like, you know what I like? I like Mousetrap.
Yeah. Well, no, nobody liked playing Mousetrap.
Splunk. Splunk? Splink? The one where you just have the marbles and you pull Splunk?
You pull this. Sticks?
The sticks,
Kerplunk?
Yeah.
Kerplunk.
Kerplunk, that's it.
Yeah.
Battleship. Monopoly, chess. Oh, Mario chess. Yeah. Mario
Othello chess. Is actually one of the easiest damn games in the world to learn and so fucking
and
hard
so
to get good
at. So difficult, yeah.
Speaking of Monopoly, when we stopped at GameStop earlier, they had the Zelda Monopoly there. And I was like, I saw that. You. And then we had
holding out for the anime hentai Monopoly.
That's awesome.
Tentacles everywhere.
You'll never
tentacles
find where everywhere. Half those pieces go, and you won't want to play.
And you won't want to, yeah.
Gently used by a Japanese businessman.
I liked Mall Madness.
You know, I actually really... Is it bad that, like, as a I don't want to say a kid, but I guess as, like, a teenager, I saw advertisements for Mall Madness, and I wanted to play the fuck out of it, and I never got a chance to.
I actually played it one time, and I was too young to really figure out what the fuck I was doing.
And old school, my grandmother had all the games that my parents played. So we went over there. I actually played a game called Husker Du.
Oh, yeah.
That one was fun. The memory match game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. I guess it was. Yeah, it was just a memory match game. But it was fun for as a kid. That was a
One of my favorite games that I like playing with my dad, and I do want to try tracking this down so I could play with friends, is called This Game is Bonkers.
Okay.
You fold out the board, and normally, you know, there's directions and shit on the board. The board is completely blank. There is nothing on the board except for a start and finish line. And when you play, you roll dice, and then you draw a piece, and you put it on the board. And every single time you play the game, it's completely different. You never play the same game twice. It'll be like, go two steps forward, take so many back. There's different things you got to do. And the game gets hilarious when you create an infinite loop.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Basically, I got to play Axe Cop Munchkin, and I would recommend that if everyone's never played. Yeah. If you've never played Munchkin, but if you like Axe Cop, it's kind of a win-win.
I love Munchkin. Munchkin's a lot of fun.
But all right, so Chris is going to talk about Settlers of Catan for 40 minutes. So get my laundry.
I'm obviously going to mention Catan because Catan tournament. I got my copy at MAGFest 8.5. That's awesome.
I'm showing him the "this game is bonkers" board. It's just a blank.
So yeah, I'm going to mention Catan. I didn't know about Catan up until maybe like a year or two ago. A friend of mine, we used to go when we still lived in Bloomsburg. We used to go over to his house and we would play Risk. Now Risk, I didn't know about until a couple years before that because of one of Jordan's relatives. We met them for the first time. They got together, played Risk. That was the first time I ever played Risk, and I was like, "This is like my new favorite board game. How did I not know about it?" But Risk is definitely up there for me. Catan is definitely up there for me. There's a couple random ones that some people might know about, some people might not know about that I actually really enjoy. There's this board game called it's like very difficult for me to
pick. I know. We should just enjoy the background.
And I'm trying to like not focus in on it but still figure out what's going on.
Sorry, there's a bunch of people in this room.
That's okay.
We can tell.
So there's a board game called Zombies. It kind of has a random element to it. Like every time you play it, it's different because you make the map as you go. So you place like little squares down. I don't know if we might have it here or it might still be in Bloomsburg. But you place the maps as you go, and it's kind of it's competitive, but it's also kind of like a PvE-ish kind of thing. Because essentially you are fighting zombies and you're trying to escape from the town that you're stuck in. But you can screw over other players, obviously, if you so choose. So that game's really, really fun, Zombies. There's a ton of fucking expansions for it, but it's literally just called Zombies. There's one of the alternate versions of it is called Humans, where you are the zombies trying to kill the humans, which is equally as funny. But Cranium is one that I've also really enjoyed for parties. It kind of gets a little outrageous with some of the stuff that you have to do, like trying to mold the stuff out of the clay and then try and get somebody to guess it and doing all the charades kind of stuff. There's actually a game sitting right next to you that my cousin brought over called Sequence, which is kind of like if Bingo and it's kind of like a modified Bingo, I guess, but it uses playing cards to do it. And it's kind of like if you were to take Bingo and mix it with Connect Four-ish.
I like how you had to think about what number it was. It's Connect.
Well, because it's five for Sequence, and I didn't want to say Connect Five because I knew it wasn't Connect Five. The Game of Life.
Life is awesome. I was going to mention that.
I love that game.
I forgot
game.
About that one.
I love
That's
that
my
game,
wife's favorite.
But the Life problem is every one. Time I fucking play it, I get stuck with an extra car full of fucking children. Like, I get so many kids in that game, I don't understand it. I actually have...
Pretty good for one nut.
I have a... I know, right? I have another version of Life called Rockstar Life that every profession is just a different instrument. Oh my God. The board is like completely like music related, so that one's kind of fun.
Nice.
What else we got here? I know. I've got like So one of the things that I didn't get into up until like maybe about a couple years ago was deck building games. You mentioned the Marvel. It was Marvel one, right? That what's his name picked up at MAGFest 8.5?
No, DC.
DC. So. Deck building games.
I think he's still shitting.
He might be.
No, I'm here.
No, he's there. Deck building games are actually one of my new favorite things as far as a board game is concerned because it kind of gives its own little feel to it. Ascension is like, holy shit. I don't own a copy of it. I have it on my iPad, actually. I think it's free to download to give it a shot just to see if you enjoy the game. But Ascension is so much fun because it kind of like it kind of scratches the slight itch that I've had by like walking away from Magic the Gathering. So you kind of get that sort of Magic feel to it, but you don't have to constantly like go out and like buy cards for it. You're making the deck as you go, so nobody else has to like bring their cards over. You're just kind of making it on the fly.
So it's kind of like an easier Magic, like you don't need to spend $700 to get the cards you want.
No, no. Not only that, but I mean, it's made by Wizards of the Coast, so that's why it kind of has like a slight Magic feel to it. But it's PV, like it's kind of PVE. Like you're never really like attacking another player. There's like a line of cards in the middle of the playing area that you're trying to acquire. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, Ascension is so much fun. If you want to give it a shot, I'm pretty sure it's free to download in the iOS App Store. Get it. Nice. Give it a shot. It's a fucking blast.
Have you ever tried any of the Dungeons & Dragons board games?
No. My brother-in-law, I think we got them one of them like last year, the year before for Christmas, and I never got a chance to give it a shot.
I don't remember if that's the one I played or not, but it was some dragon. It was in the title, and I played with some friends, and we had a lot of fun. It was actually kind of cool. Because it's like, from what I'm looking at, I'm looking on Amazon right now, but basically it's like each version of the game, whatever it is like its own setting.
Yeah, it's like its own campaign.
And you kind of build
thing.
A story.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, you have all the pieces, like whatever character you want to be. And I think there's a lot of input from each player on what happens. So I don't know. Those are kind of cool if you want to really get into it. But for me, like when I play board games, I really enjoy that. Like Sudo was one of my, I had the most fun with that because it's really accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And it like just as accessible as the easy board games you see everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's more fun to me. And it's up to four people kind of thing. It doesn't take hours. Or it doesn't take a long time. Like, life can take a while. Yeah. Monopoly takes forever.
See, and that's Monopoly the other thing. Like, forever. I love Monopoly, but it does take forever if you're, like, if nobody's willing to trade or anything like that. Like, it draws out way, way, way too bad.
Yeah, we'd start right after brunch on Saturday morning and then stop for a snack at 2 and then stop for dinner at 6 and then finish the game at, like, 9 or 10.
Yeah, basically.
That's nothing like Risk.
Risk we'd start Saturday morning and finish Sunday.
Now, Risk, we've played plenty of Risk games where they would end in one night. However, and we've mentioned it, Tim and I have mentioned it on if you want to go way back into the older podcasts,
don't do that. They're bad.
They are really bad. But if you so really want one, to,
listen to the new one.
There is a version of Risk. Maybe you don't know about this.
It's edited, right?
But no, this version of Risk, it's called Risk Legacy. So basically, what ends up happening is you have to have the same people play 15 different games of Risk. It's a campaign. So you have to get the same people to play Risk together on 15 different occasions. All right.
No.
Now what happens is during the course of the game, there's certain instances, like certain essentially like achievements will happen within the game, and it will completely alter the state of the board or the cards or whatever. Like there are points in the game where you literally tear cards up. Like, the cards don't even exist anymore.
Wow.
You draw on the map and alter the map completely. Huh. Like, it becomes your own, like, universe that you've sculpted through all of the games of the campaign. And no game ever ends up the same.
See, I would be interested in trying that with you, but I enjoy having a friend and a co-host.
Yeah.
And God knows that by the fourth game of this, there will be blood.
No.
Broken bones.
No. There's been plenty of times. Our first campaign of Risk Legacy that we did, which we never even finished. Our first campaign.
What? You didn't finish 15 games of Risk in a row?
Well, we would sit down and we would like bang out like 2 or 3 games a night.
4 years later, this. flip the board over.
The first campaign, I think we got like 7 games in. I think I only won once. I have a copy of it in my closet.
Nope, fuck you. Nope.
But I have like it'll probably never get finished.
You know how horror games are your nope?
Risk?
Playing Risk is my nope.
I can understand that.
Well, the reason behind that is me, my brother, and my dad had a marathon session going, and it got to the point where my dad and I were battling it out, but my brother's kind of an idiot. Okay, well, he's in jail. Fuck him. He's a piece of shit idiot.
There you go.
And he was just about to get eliminated. Really he was just about to get eliminated, and this was possibly a month and a half into the game, because I would only see my dad on Wednesdays, Fridays, and every other weekend complete. Mm-hmm. So a month and a half in, my brother's about to get eliminated. He flips the board.
Oh, my God.
A month and a half.
I would kill him.
No exaggeration. It might actually be longer than a month and a half. We never played Risk again.
I can completely understand that.
Yeah. So your Risk legacy, you know what game of 15 I really like? Games, fuck you.
Uno.
Uno, like, yeah.
Uno Attack.
Yeah.
If you get Uno Attack, it's a phenomenal version of it.
How about Xbox Uno?
The best thing that I can suggest about if you pick up a version of Uno Attack, put baby powder in between the cards. Because you have to load up the machine in the middle of it. I've hit the button on the version that I have. I hit the button and you'll get like fucking 25, 30 cards. It's just like, it's great. The last quote, like board game that I'm going to bring up, it's a card game. It's a version of poker. Now, everybody says that, like, you know, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I like playing poker, but they're just like, oh, yeah, No Limit, Texas Hold'em. Like, fuck that. That's not real poker. So real poker, and this is my favorite real poker game. It was taught to me by Jordan's dad. It was actually the first time that I ever met him. I sat down, played this game against him. Ended up winning a couple hands. He got really pissed off. So the game is called Will or Buy High Low. So that's the full name of the poker variation. Will or Buy High Low.
How you just said low. Taint in the middle there.
Will or Buy High Low. So there are technically two winners in a hand of Will or Buy High Low. The high hand and the low hand. So you can actually try and get the worst possible poker hand, which would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 offsuited.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Because otherwise it would have to be, if it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it would be a straight. Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Really? 1 through 5 is a straight?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 offsuit. Worst hand. Now, you end up with 6 cards. At the end of it, you get rid of one card. You declare if you're going to be high or low. But the way that it starts is you get two cards dealt face down, round of betting. First card gets dealt face up to the person left of the dealer. Okay, they can will or buy that card. So they can decide if they want to keep that card, they can buy it for a certain amount. If they don't want it, it gets passed to the next player. And then the next card is automatically theirs. They're stuck with it. So then you go around the table, still, you know, next player, they still have that last card. They could decide to buy it. You know, next person, if they need a card, then you flip it over. They can decide to buy it or pass it. Go until everybody gets a card. Round of bets. Go again. Round of bets. Go again. Round of bets. Go again. Round of bets. Then final round of bets. So there's a lot of betting in the game. It gets really fucking expensive.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm already broke.
It's crazy. So final round of bets. Whoever has the highest hand showing on the table declares first. And they say, I'm going for a high hand or a low hand, whatever. So they could be like, I'm going for a high hand. Next person. I'm going for a low hand. Next person. I'm going for a low hand. Next person. And then you compare whatever hands to high and low. Split the pot between whoever has the best high hand, the best low hand, and then go again. It's an awesome variation of poker. It's insanely more interesting than fucking stupid-ass Texas Hold'em.
It sounds very expensive and time-consuming.
Well, poker should be.
Well, you talk about cards. I'd be remiss in not mentioning, you know, hearts and spades as a good way to spend time.
Yep, yep. Hearts and spades are pretty much like
spider solitaire, single suit.
Cribbage, dude. I enjoy. I'm not that good at it. I've been attempting to play it against my father-in-law.
It's such a fun game.
It is. Once you understand it, it is actually really fun.
There is a lot of luck involved too. I mean,
have you ever played King's Corners? Have you ever played that?
No. I've heard of it. I'm not sure if I've played it.
It's like four-player solitaire.
Wow.
You should look it up.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I learned about it when I was in jail.
this sounds like a fun story.
They showed me how to play it. Yeah, well, it was weird. I mean, the case was dropped. It was a mentally unstable situation. But when I was in there, they were all hella cool. And I was playing Kings. There, it's called Kings in the Corner or King's Corners. But it's like a multiplayer solitaire. And basically, you lay down four cards and a pattern. And then, let me see. I'm trying to remember how it works. Basically, each player draws a card from the deck, and then they attempt to discard it in numerical order, using the cards on the board as a starting point. So it's like having the solitaire thing going, and I think you have a side that you work with. But man, I wish I could remember. It was over a year ago. But if you look up the rules, it's really interesting. But it was probably played the most out of anything else. Like everyone, they were playing like, you know, 21 or that King's Corners. So
I love card games. So
the only thing I could think right now is I really want to hear a blind remix of Murder Was the Case that they gave me.
You should give me a list of things to play with, and then I'll get back to you.
187 on a motherfucking
Jesus Christ.
I'll turn into Glitch Hop or something.
Only other board game that I can honestly think of that.
Now I know why you wanted to talk about this, because this is like you have 9,000 examples.
I love board games. I really, really do. So if you're trying
to
find
ones I wanted to talk about, and you're like, no, fuck
you. If you're trying to find ones that you can play on video game platforms other than Monopoly and obviously the family game night things,
yeah.
Carcassonne, I actually learned about because of Xbox Arcade when like the Xbox got launched.
Yeah.
Like a year later it came out on Xbox Live Arcade, and I bought the shit out of it, and it was actually a lot of fun. Carcassonne.
How did you buy the shit out of it? You can only purchase it once.
I actually bought it twice.
He bought it so hard they gave him a second copy.
No, I bought it twice. I bought it on my friend's Xbox so we could play it at his house, and I bought it on mine.
Why didn't you just log into your account over there?
Because I was young and stupid. Okay. And I bought it twice.
So something I wanted to bring up, we could probably...
Joe, you and I both bought The Walking Dead twice, so we can't judge them too much.
Three, I think.
Three times?
Well, I got it on disc, and then I heard about all the issues the disc version was having, and they were having a massive, massive sale on it. Like, the first episode was free, and it was like $2.50 an episode each.
Wow.
So I got it there, and then it just came out on Xbox One, and they had a Black Friday deal where you got both games for $25.
I should have did that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, you should save up for MAGFest.
Oh, no. Plus,
oh yeah, who's going to MAGFest?
Joe and I will be there.
I really want to. Me? I really do. I just, finances are so rough, man.
Me and Jade are Bahamut actually helped us get, or they're helping us get there.
Nice.
Bahamut's group. So we'll be there. I won't be DJing this year. Well, I might, but it'll be like in the halls or in jam space or whatever.
Yeah.
Game Shops booth maybe.
If you're there and if Chris is there, you could DJ in our room and we'll record it for the podcast.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
A live DJ.
I can do that.
I do have. I was offered a staff position for Jam Space this year. So technically, if I really wanted to go and I was worried about a lot of the money, like I could at least work enough hours in which I would be able to pay off my ticket. But I'd still have to pay for my portion of the room, my fiance's ticket, my fiance's portion of the room, gas, food. You know what I mean?
Like, well, some of us can help you out a little bit with food here and there. You know, you can at least count on two meals from me.
And we'll bring a giant jar of peanut butter again.
That's what I did last time.
Oh,
just peanut butter.
I always feed my poor friends.
King's Corner. I get it now. I was watching a video on it. Basically, it's like, I got to tell you this because it's really cool. So you each have like a stack of your cards, right? Like seven cards, and whoever gets rid of them first, is the winner, pretty much.
Cool.
So in the center you have the deck, and then you have four spots for the cards. And whenever you get a king, you put it in a corner, so you can have up to eight spots. So, and then the king is kind of a way to get rid of more cards. So think of solitaire like normal solitaire, but having four spare spots to put your extra cards.
Nice.
Once you have the kings laid down, and then whoever, it's like, what makes the gimmick work is whoever gets rid of the cards first, I guess.
So it's kind of almost like spit.
I don't know what that is.
Cause isn't it like, so everybody's frantically trying to put their cards down before somebody else does?
No, you take turns. But
oh, okay.
Instead of trying to get rid of all of the cards in the deck, you're just trying to get rid of your stack.
Right.
In a solitaire fashion, basically.
Interesting.
So, but you should look it up because it's fun to play two-player.
I'm definitely going to look it up because I'm always looking for more card games to play. I love card games.
But anyway, back on the Magfest subject, I think it's going to be a lot different this year because a lot of people are not going.
Yeah.
But I was really interested in 8.5. I didn't go to that.
8.5 was a blast. Money's
8.5 was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was at the old building?
Yeah. The old Hilton.
That's really cool. Yeah,
that,
I mean,
that was a good one. I had a lot more fun there than I have at the main ones lately.
This year's main one is going to be nice because we're not doing the room. I mean, we're just going to kick back and chill.
See, the room that I have is like 10, 15 minutes away, though.
Well, all I'm saying is like the last 3 years have been pretty stressful for me, Joe, and Ian because we've pretty much not only gone to MAGFest, but we've also had hosting duties for all of our friends.
Right.
And while it's been fun, again, my first year sober, it's nice that I won't be needed to work the bar.
Right.
I'm going to have a very lonely MAGFest, I think, because I'll be stuck up in the room a lot.
Why?
Because of my back.
Get a new one.
Get a new one. Get a new one. Get a jazzy.
Get a new one.
Yeah, get a jazzy.
Ask for a jazzy. Dude,
I wish
you finally announced around. The
Joe, if I had the money to rent you a Segway, I would.
Oh my God, that'd be fucking hysterical.
No, because I'd still have to stand on a Segway.
But, well, let's just steal one of those fat people carts from Walmart.
Exactly. A fucking hover round or a jazzy scooter.
Get around.
So I mentioned Black Friday for The Walking Dead.
That's racist.
Did you get?
Yeah,
racist.
Shut up, Kraga. Did you guys get anything good for Black Friday this year? Any good sales deals?
Titanfall.
Oh my God.
Slaves.
Yeah.
Titanfall with the season pass for like fucking $12 or whatever. Which that was retarded. Ugh. I missed out on one deal that I'm actually disappointed on because I technically would have made money off of it. Skate 3 for 360 was $4 for a digital download.
Yeah, we talked about that last week on the show.
Yeah, and it was $8 to trade in a disc copy to GameStop.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week on the show.
And I didn't do it because I was too busy.
And you mentioned that this week right now.
Yeah. So I felt really dumb about that.
I'm very proud that I only spent like $300 on myself this year and actually bought presents for other people. So, no, I'm just waiting. I'm stuck waiting because for some reason this place is terrible about delivering packages on time. So I was supposed to get packages Monday, Wednesday, and today, and I haven't gotten anything yet. But I got a 2 terabyte hard drive for 70% off.
Nice.
How much did you pay for it?
$75.
Son of a bitch. God.
I need
a hard
Fantasia.
Drive.
I picked up Fantasia. That was half off.
Good job.
Just waiting for that.
Is your Kinect fixed?
Yeah, the Kinect works. Okay, I also picked up a mic. Headphones, a mic stand, and an air filter for the popping. And that was 60% off. So hopefully that'll get here before next week. You know, should I be on again, I will actually have a mic that's not a rock star mic that I won't have to just hold it.
There you go.
Yeah. And it will also, you know, have the puff filter. So that'll be nice.
Cool.
That's cool.
Mel Brooks collection was $40 on Blu-ray on that Best Buy. It turns out it was only $27 on Amazon, but I still don't feel bad because
it's still not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's Mel Brooks.
He didn't get the book version though, like I have.
Princess Bride was $4 on Blu-ray, so I bought 4 copies of that to give to people for Christmas.
Nah, interesting. I've still never seen that movie.
Hey, Pappy, get a 5th one for Chris.
Apparently. The sale's already gone.
You're a sale.
Well, no, I bought more copies than I had people in mind.
We went to Walmart and Kohl's on Black, or it was on Thanksgiving night. We got some presents too. Like I got my parents a Keurig for $100, and you get like a $25 gift card if you do that. And it's normally like $140, so that was cool. And then we got, you know, pots and pans and knives, normally like $100, and they were for $20.
Wow.
And then each. Yeah, that was a good deal. And then we got some board games. They were like $10 to $20 board games for like 5 to 10.
Nice.
So sorry. I got my new version of Sorry because I was missing stuff for 5. And then we got Gone Fishing.
Gone Fishing, yeah.
We got that for like $3.
Nice.
Just because it's fun.
It's crazy how you get older and you're like, fuck yeah, sales on knives.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, my brother, he's finally moving into his own place with his daughter, my adorable niece. And it kind of helped because I didn't know what to get him for Christmas. But I'm like, oh, you're moving out from the girlfriend and you're moving to your own place. Cool. So I bought him like luxury cotton towels because they were on sale. So I'm like, I'm going to buy him things that I know he and I would never buy ourselves. Because, you know, we're dudes, and we're very much like, oh, yeah, this is a towel. It dries me off. Good to go.
Hey, guys, I'll be right back. Jade's here. So I'll be right
home. Hi, Jade.
Hi.
she's got food, so hold on.
That's important.
I ended up grabbing 2 games from Walmart. We picked up Sniper 3 for the Xbox One. Normally $50. We got it for $20. Price match.
Not bad.
And then Assassin's Creed Rogue, the one that has gotten really, really good reviews over Unity, normally $60, $25.
That's not bad at all.
Walmart. And that was their... I tried price matching Target. Like, I was like, hey, Target's selling this for $35. And they're like, oh, because we're selling it for $25. Do you want to pay $10 more? Like, no, thanks. I didn't know.
Do you want to pay $10 more? That's funny. That would have been funny if they were like, yeah, sure.
Here you go, you stupid asshole.
I also got my Christmas tree, for those of you guys who saw the photo. I bought the $10 Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
I saw that. I thought it was funny. I actually bought a Christmas tree at Target for $15. It's 6 foot for $15, which is actually isn't bad at all.
So, that's 250 a foot.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yep. And then it was nice. I did all my holiday. I only have to go buy 2 more things and I'm done with holiday shopping. And then I have to go stand in line at the freaking post office forever.
Yeah. Yay. I have to ship out.
Send me my titty mouse pad.
I have to ship out something tomorrow, actually, before we head up to Jim Thorpe.
I am bummed about the one thing I missed out on.
What'd you miss out on?
Rocksmith.
Dude, don't even remind me, because
$40
on Amazon with the cable. Yep. I was really fucking pissed.
I saw it everywhere. I didn't know you guys were looking for it. It was at Fry's. It was at Best Buy. Like, it was everywhere I looked.
Dude, I was fucking furious because I was like, I got the cards together to get stuff on Amazon. But I'm like, well, I kind of want to find stuff for other people first because there's still like... There's still people that I haven't grabbed stuff yet, and I was like, okay, Cyber Monday, I'll grab a couple gift cards, and I'll try and find stuff for the people that I don't have anything for yet. And for a while there, I kept looking at it. I'm like, I'm never gonna find it at this price again. Like, nope. No, I'm never gonna fucking find it. But
we just didn't have the money for it.
Yeah, so. But I was like, you know what? I promised myself, like, you know, I have to get stuff for other people. I'm not going to buy anything for myself. I have plenty of games to play through. I've got more than enough stuff to keep myself occupied. I'm like, even though I really want Rocksmith, because I feel like I would actually benefit from it a lot more, because I've been playing guitar a lot more.
Yeah.
I might actually be getting a good guitar gig. I was just like, you know what? I got to use it for other people. 'Tis the season, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was really, really bummed about
that. The fun news is, you know what dominated Black Friday this year?
I did.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
Accounted for, what was it, 53% of all video game console sales on Black Friday. So it sold more than everything else combined, including the 360.
Yeah.
But we're also saying that Xbox One fans are poor and or cheap. And we're waiting for Black Friday to buy things.
Everybody's cheap.
Yes. Yes.
Now, it was weird, though, because of the stupid Thanksgiving Day things now. I got up at my usual time to go get all my shopping done, and the stores were still closed.
Well, the funny thing was
I got up at 7, and Best Buy didn't even open until 8. So I had to walk around Michael's and Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's just to kill an hour.
Yeah, right. I mean, I was out at about midnight, 1 o'clock, somewhere on there. The majority of the like really crazy stuff was already picked through.
Yeah. Because like, they did shit at like 6 p.m.
Which is absurd.
Which I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
I can't. I cannot.
I'd rather eat turkey. Anyway, this has gone on really, really long.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to touch on Kmart a bit because I think they're going in the shitter really quick.
Well, no, it's been years. It's,
yeah.
No, you know.
The guy who took over Sears and Kmart fucked them bad and then left with like $80 million bonus for so.
Well, you know it's looking really bad for them when you go to Kmart and they have signs up saying like, oh, we don't carry Far Cry. We don't carry Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. We don't carry Smash Brothers for the Wii U. We don't carry the two new Pokemon games.
So like, due to situations
beyond our control, like they just didn't get the games.
Wow.
They probably
Pokemon. I did buy my niece Smash and a Pokemon game because apparently she's never played Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Nice.
So I'm gonna ruin my brother's life by getting her hooked on Pokemons.
Nice. Yeah,
so
I haven't even been. I haven't really been touching like the Wii U Smash, like barely at all. As much as I thought I would.
You know, I don't touch PlayStation.
Your penis?
I can't see it.
Your penis station?
Can't reach it. Can't see it.
It's okay.
So fat. So tiny.
So I'm assuming we're just gonna play more blind stuff, right?
Yeah, pretty much blind. What are we playing?
I think
I don't know. Everyone's telling me there's chicken in the kitchen. So
all right, so we're playing Chicken on the Counter by Blind.
Chicken in the Kitchen.
All right.
Hey, actually, I got a link. I don't know. Can I link you to something I made? Or
well, after the show, yeah. Just send it
to Joe.
To me.
Yeah. Here. Wait. Is this chat window just for Pappy?
We don't do it live for Pappy.
We don't do it live.
You should get it too.
Yeah. This isn't happening live. This will be out on Friday.
All right. Well.
I mean today. Hi, everyone.
That's something I just finished. It's really good. It's called Whitened. It's the last track of my album.
Nice. So we get a sneak peek of your album, Smash Brothers song, and something.
Something else.
It's like amazing.
Something else. I don't know. Maybe I'll let Joe
McDonald's Treasure Island.
Do a brand new song called Chickens on the Counter.
Chickens on the Counter. That'll be my new song.
All right.
McDonald Treasure Island remix. Dude, I'm so glad that you played McDonald Treasure Island stuff for me at the end of that one episode. I actually went back to listen on that one.
Wow, you listened to one episode of our podcast.
Just the ending.
Just the ending.
Yeah.
Well, that and because of me calling Megadeth's manager.
So that was two episodes you listened to.
Yeah.
For a combined total of like 6 minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I must run because
we're wrapping this up anyway. So
final words.
Do you have any final words for the six people listening?
Final words? Apparently not.
I got lots of music. I got lots of music coming out really soon. That's pretty much it. I'm not DJing officially this year. I'm looking at the video game DJ battle. DJ Cutman versus Grimecraft, hosted by Ben Briggs. Nice. Newcomer Brawl, Kevin Villico, Sushi Killer. So, yeah.
So, music, Minecraft, and Chicken on the Counter.
All right.
And Surge.
Chicken on the Counter. MP3.
Chicken on the Counter covered in Surge.
Yes.
You just turned like straight Schwarzenegger.
He just guzzled a hot load of
Surge.
Turkey gravy.
Surge.
Surge. Jesus fucking
actually, Christ. I'm probably going to finish my Surge with my chicken on the counter.
Fuck you chicken for having Surge.
All right, it was cool hanging out, yo.
Indeed, good talking to you. Pappy, you're tolerable, I guess.
Yay.
Pappy, final words?
Me and Pappy should hang out.
Final words? I'm going to fucking go poop on a PlayStation this weekend.
We'll be right back.